Now, as I mentioned, the Hunter on this weekend, what a race it's going to be. And Chris Lees has got about five nom. He joins me now. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, well, thanks, Cozzy.
How have your horses pulled up? That's the most important thing.
No, they all seem in good order, Sean. We'll make a decision over the next 24 hours which ones accept, but likely that all will accept. I'd suggest Miss Fabulous is probably at this stage, the others will probably take their place.
All right, so Miss Fabulous, the one you may be doubtful with?
I think just looking at the nomination, she may struggle to make the field. She's also in an alternative race.
Her two runs, these two runs since she came back, they haven't been too bad. She was getting home okay.
She's racing really well. She's just been luckless at the barrier draw. And she needs that soft draw to get the right type of setup for her. She needs to be really conservative early, so she just needs a bit of luck when come barrier draw time.
All right. Le Romain's given you an enormous amount of pleasure so far. How's he turned up for the Hunter?
Yeah, really pleased that he returned to form in the red field. He's come through that run quite well. I suppose if there's any little doubt that he's just looking for a touch further ground, but that does shape as a nice option for him.
Tactical advantage. You would have been delighted, Chris, the other day, the Flemington win.
Yeah, really strong win. Because he's always just been a little doubt at 1,200 metres. He has won at 1,200, but his probably best form has always been around 1,100. But the way he ran through the line into 1,200, we're happy enough to run him, albeit 1,300's he is a risk at the trip, but the opportunity to race for that type of money and on his home track is quite inviting.
Now, the other Graf, terrific runs. You've got a little bit of refreshing in a trial since the run in the Premier.
Yeah, he's raced at a really high level all year, really. And he's performed well, but back to a handicap, home track. Again, barrier draw play its part, but the horse is in really good order.
And Invincible Gem, she's had a 6-week break and then a trial.
Yeah, she's another one. She raced well first run or so, and then just tapered off a touch. Just thought a little freshen up. Just wasn't happy with the coat and a few things, but she's really come on in the last 10 days, and she's another horse that can perform well fresh, so it looks a nice option for her.
All right, and so we'll make a decision in the next 24 hours on those. You've got in the Spring Stakes, Game of Thorns. Is it likely to accept?
Yeah, I think we will. Look, I sort of probably be aiming a little high, but I don't know if there's a great deal of depth in the race, albeit it's a couple of quality horses, but the numbers are down, and she's looking for the mile, and we think she'll react well.
Now, I reckon if there's one race she'd love to win, it would be the Max Lees Classic, and I'm looking at the four you've got in there.
Yeah,
holy smokes, have these trialed all right?
Yeah, they all four trialed on Monday. So, again, we'll make a decision, probably more so in the morning, just how they've come through it. At this stage, there's a couple there that may run, but, again, we'll make that decision tomorrow.
Well, I'll say is there's a couple in Australian bloodstock colours that look very impressive, Chris.
Yeah, they did. They trialed nice, but still provincial trials, and there's a little bit of depth there and some city trial winners, so it'll be a strong enough race.
All right, terrific. Good luck. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. What a great concept, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be well received. It'll grow, too, in time. You know, it's starting to get legs already, and hopefully they get a good crowd, and the weather's fine, and should be a good day's racing.
I bet as a young kid around the stables with your dad, Max, you would never have thought you'd be racing for $1 million at Newcastle.
No, you wouldn't have seen it, would you? So, no, it's been a great initiative.
Well, good luck. Let's hope they're all sound for you and all good.
Thanks, Cozzy. Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lees and off to Newcastle. The two-year-olds he's got, if you have a look at them, they've all trialled absolutely beautifully. Absolutely brilliant. It is 22 to 10 at Sky Sports Radio.